is 91.5 WMFO Medford. That was Day at the Beach from Atlantic Thrills. Felt from the 80s with Gray Streets. Desmond Decker, You Can Get It If You Really Want. And Bully did Milkman. This is Chlorine by Tidal Fight.
dishes.
WMFO Medford.
Yeah.
That's Jenny Lee, who's the bass player for War Paint. That's her first solo record. She's also the sister of Shannon Sossaman. Boom Boom by Jenny Lee. Codeine did D. And Title Fight did Chlorine. If you want me to play a song for you, I can do that. I'm Bill, and so email me, BillWMFO@gmail.com. Or call me 617-627-3800. Here's Vacation by Florist.
Christmas lights. we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing. And music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this. But now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Join us in a prayer.
That's Annie by Neon Indian. Pavement did hear the selector with the two-tone classic called On My Radio. And we started with Vacation by Florist from their EP called Holdly. I'm going to play Always in this next set, which is starting with Krill and Foot WMFO.
I couldn't help but imagine you without your shirt and all I wanted.
Always with two V's instead of a W. Party Police by Always. Hard Rock from Brand New with Not the Sun. Camera Obscura did the title song from their record called Let's Get Out of This Country. And we started with Foot by Krill. And this is IDC by Chastity Belt. MFO.
Thank you. to win. Yeah.
Coco Twins and Carolyn's Fingers from 88. Sound System from Operation Ivy, Fleetwood Mac by request, and Chastity Belt at IDC, I Don't Care. And I'm Bill, and I'm ready to leave. I already put my lip chap on. Carson and Vike have you at 11, Strike the Box at noon, WMFO Thursday. I'm going to play James K. Polk by They Might Be Giants, and also right now, Eleanor Friedberger, Kathy with the Curly Hair. See ya.
Jay's dealing with Kathy with the curly hair, yeah, but I've been waiting for a tall, half Greek girl to take me away from here. We met in December when you got snowed in. Talk for 12 or 15 hours, I don't know where to begin. But if you'd ask me, I wouldn't care. And if you'd met me, I'd be there.
Riding up, he was James K. Polk. not victory, fulfill our manifest destiny, and annex the land the Mexicans command. And when the vote was cast, the winner was Mr. James K. Polk, Napoleon of the Stump. He met his every goal. He seized the whole southwest from Mexico, made sure the tariffs fell, and made the English sell the Oregon Territory. He built an independent treasury. Having done all this, he sought no second chance.